In the left corner, what you'd actually rather be doing. In the right corner, what you've said you'll do. In today's episode, guys, we're going to be talking about that little voice that makes you say things and then you realize you don't want to say it. Let's get into it. Okay, so I was at the gym today and I was thinking back and forth over some of the things I've been doing over the last weeks, months, years, whole of my life. And some of the challenges that I go through around day-to-day decision-making. Now, I'm not talking about the big stuff, that's a whole nother podcast. But for now, I want to look at like some of the things you end up doing when someone asks you to do them. Now, I find myself in two situations. Situation one is I'm remarkably firm, stubborn, confident, and I know what I want in about 10-15% of the situations. And you can't move me. Usually these are on ideas or beliefs or things that I'm truly believing in at that moment. Don't forget, these things change for us. Anytime we get new information that we decide to accept, we move off on a different tangent. But usually that is the smaller group. Now, I'm not saying it has to be 15% for you, but let's just say it's the lower group. The other group of things are when you're with a partner, a friend, and they ask you to do something that you haven't pictured in your head. So you had no plan of what you were going to do next. Maybe you hadn't even put a plan or a vision of what does the rest of the evening look like. Maybe you had put one in and you knew what you thought it was going to look like. And then out of nowhere, someone throws out an idea. Maybe we call it being spontaneous. Sometimes it's not even that spontaneous. It's just something that wasn't pictured in your mind. And your mind kind of goes through this kind of stumble, this kind of elastic, where am I going? And if you don't have a real firm way, yes or no, and you're feeling different emotions from the person saying to you that they really want to do it, or you think that if you said no, it would mean this, and you go down this rabbit hole, you say, okay, yes. So what I want to talk about this is it can be very frustrating. It can be very challenging because it's okay if this happens once or twice. Sometimes it leads to spontaneous new experiences. Other times you end up the next day, the next minute, the next hour going, why did I waste my time? Or why did I do that? I didn't want to do that. And you find yourself getting caught up in things. And I see this, you know, in hindsight more than I do in foresight. I'm trying to see it in foresight. A lot of the work I'm doing at the moment in for myself, the work I'm putting in my own mind, is actually looking at how I picture more of the future and stay true to that. Because that's the challenge, is we can picture something and not stay true to it. We don't always just stay completely focused unless it's a real hyper-focus activity. But what I find is, like, you know, the amount of times I've said okay to a partner in a relationship, or a friend has said, oh, you should come out for a drink. And even though at the time I probably wasn't drinking or didn't want to drink, I'd still say, okay, I'll come out. And I just kind of go with the flow. Even if I decided to go out for a drink and said to myself, I'm not going to drink at all. About 3 minutes into arriving, I would have a beer in my hand, probably half finished, if I'm honest. You know, it wouldn't take long for me to break every pledge I'd made to myself. And you know, what happens over time is this happens more and more. We blame ourselves. We tell ourselves we can't do it. We tell ourselves we may as well give in and just enjoy what's left of it, what our lives will become without us trying. But there's still a part of us trying to change and trying to be different. And what this creates is a thing called separation. The thing that we want to do, and then the thing that we keep doing on repeat. You know, I've had massive challenges with food. I can be 80% great all day and then I make mistakes. And then other times I'm okay. So it's a real weird thing. But every time it kind of breaks, you feel separated from the vision you had in the future. You've broken it in the now. And that separation divide gets further and further apart. So it's harder for you to achieve what you want. Now, I know this is deep for a morning if you're listening. It's okay if it's the evening. But I wanted to really share this because it's kind of a culmination of some of the stuff I've been learning and then being able to start seeing these things in real life. Seeing those times where, you know, someone says, do you want to watch this TV show? And it's something I really actually don't like. I don't think it'll add value to my life, or it's just not for me. I would sometimes say, okay. And then, you know, sometimes you'd get into the show and you'd kind of become, I wouldn't say semi-addicted, but you'd get into the characters and you'd start watching it. And like, if you get into a show that's 30, 40, 50, 60 episodes long, and there are shows seemingly I have been involved in, which that has happened, you realize you've given up 45 hours to this new little hyper-focus you've developed. And like, in hindsight, you're like, whew, that's actually not what I had ever planned. And then you watch your mind kind of justify it. Oh, you're spending time with someone. Oh, it was actually quite good. Oh, you learned something. No, then you know you're lying to yourself because you definitely didn't learn anything new. So in some of these shows. But it's amazing how our brains justify this separation in our heads. So what I would suggest to you is start listening when somebody asks you something. Do take a moment. Don't take a moment because you think you've got to find your words. Realize you're actually taking a moment not to find your words, but to find your voice. Oh, that's good. You got to actually find your voice. And actually, that was so funny. I was so excited about that. That's such a good phrase. I will forget it, but thank God it's on a podcast. I can come back to it. But it's, you know, if you can find your voice about what you actually want to be doing and what you want to say and start to build that confidence to say it, you know, it doesn't matter if it's not exactly, it doesn't work out perfectly, but at least you found your voice. You didn't just say okay, or you didn't just say yeah. You know, you're more than that. You've got more ability. Our brains are just freaking awesome. And if you know, there was a study that I saw, and this could just be Facebook fodder, to be honest. I haven't done any research on it. But it actually said some of the study they're doing at the University of Toronto or College of Toronto, I don't know what they call it in America. They're actually looking at brains that forget things is potentially an evolution in the way the mind works. As the mind is building and changing over time to actually forget unimportant facts. And they use the example as it's all good for a quiz night that you can remember who won the Stanley Cup of hockey in 1972, but in real life that doesn't actually help you survive or thrive, you know, so why do you remember it? So it's actually, they're saying that our minds might be an evolution of something more, the people that are a little bit more forgetful, who can actually use their brain power to create. That's the high-powered computer, not to remember stupid facts that you can find on Wikipedia. This really turned out to be a fun podcast. I'm really enjoying it. I've gone on a few fun tangents. Hope you've followed along. But what I want you to really take away is just think about that separation. It's really next time it happens and someone asks you to do something, you automatically find yourself saying, okay, instead of no way. Then you need to actually think about it and go, actually, is this what I wanted? Was this my picture? It's okay to say, no, it's not my picture. I'm going to go and do something else or whatever it is. If you don't want to drink and you want to spend a couple of weeks at home or with friends that are a different style of friend, that's okay as well. It's your choice. You're in the driver's seat of your own life. So I hope that's been valuable. Whatever madness I've spoken today. If you are enjoying it, make sure you join Adult Dyslexia Secrets. We've passed the 300 members, which is absolutely awesome. We're just doing some cool stuff on the Right Siders. I just saw our first video the other day that we're playing around with. That'll be released in the coming weeks or months. It's really getting exciting. Things are really starting to come together. And thank you everybody for your support. Thanks everyone who's been sharing the podcast. The listenership keeps growing. Thank you again, guys.